This flow diagram demonstrates how pipelines will process the records. First, it'll read a record. Actually, it reads a whole buffer full from the I/O device, but then it takes one record at a time and passes it down through the other stages, trying to progress that record as far as it possibly can. The next thing that's going to happen is the record's going to be selected. We're going to get rid of the first four records, since those were the heading lines, and then we're going to select all the records that have a 4 in column 5. We're going to take the remaining records and we're going to sort them on the Department of Next Action, which is going to be columns 34 through 36. Once the records come out of the sort, we're going to select the columns that we're going to actually be displaying. So we're going to pick portions of this record out and put them into the output record. Then we're going to write these records into output file on the A disk. You're probably wondering how we can claim that we get improved performance when we're passing records through all of these stages. Actually, as much as possible, we don't actually pass the data. We just pass pointers to the data, and then occasionally we'll hit a stage like sort, where all the records have to be gathered in order to be rearranged. But whenever pipelines can, it just passes the pointers.